You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Upam, da uživate v poslušanju na ta dan, sobota 2. junija 2018. Na telefonski liniji imam našega prvega posebnega gosta v današnji slovenski oddaji. To je nam vsem dobro poznan Adrian Vatovec iz Adelaide. Adrian je častni konzul Republike Slovenije za zvezno državo Južno Avstralijo, je aktiven vse posod v slovenski skupnosti in je tudi zelo spoštovan. Adriana od časa do časa povabimo, da nam več pove o aktivnosti med slovensko skupnostjo v Adelaide in drugod po Južni Avstraliji, kot tudi o pomembnem delu, ki ga on opravlja kot častni konzul te zvezne države. Adrian, lepo zdrav v naši slovenski oddaji. Dobar dan.
Dobar dan, Lente, and good day and to all your wonderful listeners.
I like that. Dobar dan and good day.
You like the combination?
Love it. It couldn't be more applicable to Australian Slovenians, especially to two of us born here as second generation. Absolutely. Dobar dan and good day.
Yeah.
What's happening in South Australia? What's happening in Adelaide? What's new?
Perhaps just a bit about the consular activities here. Consular activities have included like citizenship requests, inheritance issues, looking for lost relatives, always looking for those lost relatives, issuing information to tourists, and attending functions where I take the opportunity to inform fellow attendees about Slovenia. A major source for connecting that I use with the community at large is by the use of social media such as Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. Social media gives us such a great opportunity to connect with people efficiently on a wide scale and to connect with people of Slovenian descent, for example, that you don't necessarily see at Slovenian community organisations. On Facebook I manage three pages, and these are the Slovenian Consulate South Australia page, the Slovenian Australian Chamber of Commerce, and three, the Slovenian Music, Art and Culture page. The Slovenian Consulate South Australia Facebook page now has grown to 23,000 members, and the page contains a mix of photos, videos, articles and information. Slovenia is such a photogenic country that people just love seeing photos of this astonishing place. This sentiment is backed up by the numerous international accolades that Slovenia receives. For example, Slovenia named by Reader's Digest as a top destination to visit in 2018. Two, Slovenia was awarded as one of the best six destinations in the world and the best in Europe at the ITB Berlin 2018, the world's leading travel trade show. Three, Slovenia is the first country in the world to be declared a green destination by the Netherlands-based organisation Green Destinations. And four, Lonely Planet named Vipava Valley in Slovenia as one of the top 10 best destinations in Europe for 2018. And accolades just keep on rolling on for Slovenia. It's such a great place to visit. And people respond accordingly on those Facebook pages.
Amazing for such a small country, and many say that Slovenia has practically every kind of geographical feature that exists in Europe, from the Alps to the grassland to forests, of course, to that short but very beautiful coastline.
Absolutely agree. It's just like they've taken everything, all the best bits of Europe, and put them in one compact place, and that's called Slovenia. And it's just the people just love it. Just this, you know, they're still discovering Slovenia
with the word love in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, if I can mention something about the World Bee Day, what a fantastic achievement this is by Slovenia, because this issue about bees affects the whole planet. After 3 years of intensive international lobbying by Slovenia, we celebrated the first United Nations World Bee Day on May 20. Bees are the most important pollinator, and World Bee Day is to showcase the importance of bees and beekeeping for ensuring world security, combating famine, and maintaining biodiversity. It is said that if bees became extinct today, humans would be extinct within 4 years. Of the 100 different crops that provide humanity with 90% of its food, 70% are pollinated by bees. So what is causing the talk of bee extinction? Pesticides, parasites, and fewer nectar-bearing areas. The plight of bees has the whole world on notice, so great job to Slovenia in achieving this wonderful achievement in World Bee Day. And of course, for World Bee Day, we shouldn't just be thinking about one day, but really the whole year round.
Last week we spoke to the Ambassador of the Republic of Slovenia in Australia, Mrs. Yep. Helena Drnovšek-Zorko,
yep.
who gave us a fabulous report about the huge celebration which took place at the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Perhaps I'll say a few words about that too, but that was a fabulous event. On my part regarding bees, I informed opinion leaders in government and private enterprise in Adelaide about World Bee Day. And I paid a visit to the Governor of South Australia to personally inform him about World Bee Day and its importance. I also left him with a gift of Slovenian honey that I brought over from my last visit to Slovenia and gave him a Slovenian traditional painted beehive panel and a jigsaw puzzle that I designed and music of a song called Honeybee that I wrote. The Governor was very impressed that Slovenia was the initiator of World Bee Day and was curious to know why Slovenia was the initiator of such an important world issue. I told him that Slovenians have been keeping bees for over 1,000 years and it is an integral part of Slovenian culture. The reason I wrote the Honey Bee song is that it is another way of spreading the message about bees. Music, as you know, Lenti, is such a great way to reach people.
Indeed.
I placed a video of the honeybee song on the consulate's Facebook page, and it has been seen, it was seen by 17,000 people in the week leading up to World Bee Day. So that was a nice little way of also spreading the message, like I was saying before.
In poslušali bomo to pesem Honeybee, ki jo je napisal naš gost Adrian Vatovec ob koncu današnjega pogovora. Adrian, what else is new?
Just continuing on that bee song. The featured musical instrument in the song is the saxophone. I use this instrument to represent the bee, as the sax to me has a buzzing type of sound, so I thought it would be good to represent the bee with that. As I mentioned previously, I attended the World Bee Day celebration at the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra on May 20, and what a remarkable success that was. During the course of the day, over 500 people visited the embassy. I think this is the biggest event that the embassy has held. This number underlines the importance people place on bees and such widespread appeal of this day. The embassy did a fantastic job in presenting bees and honey. I videoed this event and I'll place it on this Slovenia Australia channel on YouTube in due course.
Look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. Well done to the embassy on that. On May 23, our ambassador Helena Drnovšek-Zorko hosted the first meet and greet of the newly formed Australia-Slovenia Parliamentary Group at the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra. The aim of the group is to build and enhance stronger relations between Australia and Slovenia. The parliamentary group consists of 20 elected Australian federal politicians and is chaired by Andrew Wallace, Liberal from Queensland, and Vice Chair is Graham Perrott, Labor from Queensland. This Australian-Slovenia parliamentary group is initiative of Levenka Goltz-Clark, our honorary consul of Slovenia for Queensland. So, Lenti, if you wish to know more about what's going on with this group, I suggest that you contact her.
I certainly will do that.
She's been very active and she's done a great job in getting this group together.
Yeah, we'll speak to Nevenka in due course.
Yeah.
Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospodom Adrianom Vatovcem, častnim konzulom Republike Slovenije za zvezno državo Južno Australijo. Adrian, what's new within the Slovenian community in Adelaide and South Australia?
In club terms, we have Dinka Jurebica, like you probably know, is the president there. She's doing a great job there. They're instigating things like Kransky Fridays, you know, the famous Slovenian Kransky sausage.
Kransky Friday, first time we've heard about something like that.
Kransky Fridays, and I'm not sure if it's every 3 weeks or once a month, or it's on a Friday, obviously on a Friday. And I was there about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and I think there was about 70 people there. It was a really good turnout, and I'd say that everybody there was second or third generation, and I can only one first generation person was there.
So fabulous.
It was a very good way to attract that second and third generation. It's proving quite popular. And also some of the people from the recent arrival of Slovenians were there too.
So Adelaide has attracted some of the newer Slovenian immigrants?
Yes, and I think one of those persons is also on the Sorting Club Committee.
And it seems that things are a lot more active at the Slovenian Church in West Hindmarsh. We often receive news of events there.
Yes, Pater David is quite active there as well. Yeah, unfortunately, there's more and more funerals being held these days. You know, big swing around from years ago when it was weddings and baptisms. Unfortunately, now we seem to be gathering more and more because of people who are passing away for the first generation.
It's happening all around Australia, not only in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Adrian, what else can you share with us today?
Well, all I can say is enjoy our wonderful Slovenian culture, and we have a lot to be proud of.
Of course, this month we'll be celebrating the 27th anniversary of Slovenian statehood. The 25th of June 1991 was the day Slovenia officially declared independence.
Yes, my goodness. Time goes quickly, doesn't it?
Very quick. I remember those days like yesterday.
Yeah.
Adrian, thanks so much for joining us today on SBS Radio, giving us an update on what's happening within the Slovenian community in South Australia and, of course, informing us about your valuable work as the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Slovenia in South Australia. Adrian, najlepša hvala da ste se k nam pridružili tukaj na Radio SBS. Želimo kot vedno vse najboljše pri vašem pomembnem delu kot častni konzul Republike Slovenije v Južni Australiji. Hvala še enkrat.
Lepa hvala, Lenti. In se vidimo.
Honey bee, honey bee, makes me all my honey. Gives me all the food I eat that makes me nice and strong. Honey bee, honey bee, good for you and me. I watch out for you in every way. Honey bee, honey bee, your honey makes me healthy. Honey bee, honey bee, I will look after you. Busy bee, working all day long. From one flower to another, flying home with glee. Busy bee, you do this for me. I will care for you forevermore. Honey bee, honey bee, the world can't be without you. Honey bee, honey bee, I will look after you.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
I'm a honey bee.
Buzz.
Such a busy buzz,
you will find me
buzz, buzz,
I'm more than buzz.
Busy, busy, busy,
buzz,
buzz, so very busy,
making money just for you.
Honey bee, honey bee, making golden honey. Honey bee, honey bee, we will look after you.
Stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.